Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society University. And this is the work of the chaplain lesson or episode number 82. Our work of the chaplain passage from the Word of God today is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Holy Father God, help us all to take heed to your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Dear friends, our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from the sweet, godly woman, Elizabeth Elliot. She said, "Where there is no moral gravity, that is, no force that draws us to the center, there is spiritual weightlessness. My, my, my. We float on feelings that will carry us where we never meant to go. We bubble with emotional experiences that we often take for spiritual ones, and we are puffed up with pride. Instead of seriousness, there is foolishness. Instead of gravity, flippancy, sentimentality takes the place of ideology, takes the place of theology. Our reference point will never serve to keep our feet on solid rock. For our reference point, until we answer God's call, is merely ourselves. My, my, my. We cannot possibly tell which end is up. Paul calls them fools who measure themselves by themselves to find in themselves their own standard of comparison. My, my, my. That's powerful. I can shut down this podcast right now. I've always loved Elizabeth Elliot, but I never thought she said something this profound. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue, in this podcast we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain by Dr. Naomi K. Paget and Dr. Janet R. McCormick. If you don't have this book, you need to get it if you want to go into this field. Our topic today in this episode is Chapter 11, Minefields for the Chaplain, Part 6, Safety. Some criteria chaplains may use to determine appropriate boundaries may include the basic issues of safety, legality, morality, and ethics. Some chaplain settings create a special awareness of safety issues. Law enforcement chaplains deal with the possibility of dangerous suspected criminal shootings or high-speed vehicle chases. Fire chaplains deal with burning buildings, electrical and water hazards, or uncontrollable wildfires. Hospital chaplains deal with communicable diseases, radiation exposure, or hostile family members. Sports chaplains deal with avalanche accidents and stampedes. Industrial chaplains deal with explosions, toxic waste, or workplace violence. Correctional chaplains deal with fights, murders, and escapes. Crisis intervention chaplains deal with unpredictable natural disasters, food contamination, and health hazards. Military chaplains deal with war bombings and riots. In every setting, chaplains deal with issues that threaten or compromise their safety. Each chaplain must make intentional decisions about appropriate safety boundaries. Ask yourself, what am I willing to do? Where am I willing to go? Who am I willing to see? Legality. Most chaplains would say, I wouldn't intentionally break the law. But there are times when chaplains may need to clarify their own boundaries regarding what is legal and what is right. Chaplains are not exempt from the law, by the way. Setting boundaries means knowing the conditions under which one is willing to suffer the consequences of breaking the law. Breaking the law definitely has consequences. Shielding the criminal, non-disclosure, violating the right to free exercise of religion, these are the decisions that have serious consequences. Chaplains must know the statutes that affect their ministry and set appropriate boundaries against those individuals who would manipulate or coerce them into illegal activity. Now, morality. There are moral principles that govern the ministry of a chaplain. These principles are usually based on personal values and principles. They often reflect the chaplain's faith and tenets of his or her religious belief. As such, the chaplain's faith group may establish boundaries that the chaplain must accept or reject. Again, this requires self-awareness and the ability to set appropriate boundaries. The chaplain may say, my church does not allow me to baptize people. My church does not allow me to baptize people outside my faith tradition, but I will contact a minister who will be pleased to baptize your baby. Morals are personally held beliefs. Therefore, they may clash with the beliefs of clients whose culture or religion is different or even abhorrent to the chaplain. Setting boundaries is not about being right. It is about doing what one believes is morally acceptable and demonstrating grace to those whose values and principles differ. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue learning about the work of the chaplain in our next podcast. In our next episode, let's pray. Holy Father God, help us who are in this field and called to this ministry. Help us to take heed to what the authors of this book have said, because we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Help us to do that. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.